I am your hostess with the mostest, Robin, and you are listening to Mommies Are Us podcast. I am sitting here with
Fly Mama Mia,
Nee,
Lex,
Miss J.
Lex is worried about that damn Starbucks. Yes, we have two special guests by the name of Lex and Miss Jazz. Lex, go ahead and tell us about yourself.
I am a mom of two girls. I am a fiance. My girls are 9 months and 1 year old.
Time to snap back.
There we go. I also do hair and I teach braiding classes.
Yes. Come on. And I'm Miss Jazz, okay? I am 27. I'm from Nashville. You know, we're unicorns. A lot of people moved here, but I am an OG. I have one son. He will be 3 in December. I'm a hairstylist and a business owner. Shout out to Working Women of Nashville. Follow us on Instagram, workingwomen.nashville. Okay.
All right. Yes. So I want to thank you guys for joining us today. I know it's kind of rain. The weather's kind of like gloomy, but I appreciate you guys showing up, and we about to rock out. So let's talk about the political debate. What's going on? How you guys feel about it? I got give y'all 5 minutes and then we moving on.
Come on, time. Really, that was the first debate that I've watched this whole time.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
oh,
really? I'm into that.
I feel like it's 2008 again.
It's absolutely too much. Oh, I definitely watched the one with Obama.
This is like a huge ass Comedy Central special.
It's definitely comical.
Yeah.
But it's sad.
It's really scary.
I haven't watched the whole thing. I didn't even watch the presidential or the vice president. I didn't watch either one. I saw like snippets, but I couldn't take it because it was so like, it was like you said, it's like a circus. It's like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm being punked.
Yeah. It shouldn't be funny. And
we laughing. And the reason why I say it's like 2008 again is because everywhere I go is like vote. Like
everywhere.
On Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. That's why I say it's kind of like 2008 with the whole vote or die.
Definitely.
It's like the campaign is like on your ass. Like you better pay attention. So.
But it has to be though. Like look who we have as our current president. Yeah, and our options are fucking terrible.
They are. It's like,
do I want like a shitty ass, racist ass president, or do I want somebody, you know, did some fucked up shit in the past.
Right. Like, and we still really don't know.
The pizza gate shit. Like, so, you know, I'm kind of like, okay, I'm going to go with the person who may have the best interest for me and my son.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree. It is a circus, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that fly, because I knew once that fly had hit.
Oh, my God.
Once that fly hit on Mike Pence's head, like, and it sat there for as long as it did, I knew that it was going to go overboard.
It's a meme.
Like, Joe Biden campaign is selling fly swatters. That is
and
like,
it's sold out, though.
It's sold out. The joke went to like, okay, I get it. It was funny then, but
now
we're gonna
add it into our.
Yes, like they add it into their campaign. I'm like, no,
crazy.
Come on.
Yes. But it's a joke.
Our society is so gentrified. Like it's so quick that you can just instantly make a meme and it's gonna sell.
Yeah.
And it attracts like the younger voters.
Yeah,
like,
that is true.
Mm-hmm. It pushes them to be like, okay, this was funny. Let me vote for them.
And besides politics, that's the same with like Breonna Taylor. Even though her whole situation was bad, they made it be, we can make sales off of this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Shirts, masks, hats, everything.
Speaking of, like, I feel like everything is, like, right now with everything going on, people are, like, capitalizing on our movement, capitalizing, like, on our pain, like, what we're trying to do. Like, I just found out that the new hair store that opened down the street from my mom's house, they've been telling people that they're black owned.
Oh,
and so people are, of course, like flocking here because they're like, this is black owned. This is black. No, these people are not black owned. And
okay,
their
asses on blast. What's the name?
I think it's called Hair Global up here by, it's on the corner. It's in a little strip mall where Advanced Financial is on Clarksville Highway.
I know what you're talking about.
It's huge.
So they're not black owned?
Those people are not black owned. They're like Middle East. Have you been in there?
No.
Yeah, okay. They're like Middle East.
Girl, we got to ride through.
Are they where KFC used to be? That one
no,
KFC
go up farther
okay.
Where the Pizza Hut is. In this same parking lot. Yeah, and I've been there a couple of times. And but then my friend sent me a screenshot on Facebook and was like, it's a new black owned place. And I was like, I've been there. They're not black owned. Like,
that is like, crazy. What?
So now it's like, I think as far as like black people, yeah, we come out in flocks trying to show our support for the movement, but we need to make sure we're doing our due diligence. Yeah. Because these people are like making money off of, every time I go in there, it's a store full of people. And I wonder how many people are in there solely because they think it's black owned. You know what I'm saying?
You should ask.
When we have real black owned businesses, like, let's go to Roots. You know,
I don't
know
how to
for show black owned.
You know, yeah. Because a lot of those brands that they don't sell in Roots is because they don't sell to black businesses.
Yep, that is true.
And so that was a red flag for me when I went into the hair salon. I'm like, but all of these brands don't sell to black people, so I know y'all not black owned. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I just want to put that out there. Let's make sure we're doing our due diligence and not just blowing a bag because we think we're supporting the movement.
Absolutely.
Because these people are going to be rich regardless.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I need to start saying, who's the owner?
Right. Who's the founder? I said, when I do this podcast, I'm going to go in there live and say, who's the owner? Have y'all been telling people y'all black owned?
Like, that is crazy. Yeah. But no, seriously, somebody definitely need to say that. Like, go in there and do that. Ooh, I love this song.
Hello. Who's the owner?
Okay. Come on, Lulu.
I love Wale because he always put dark skinned girls in his videos. And
I love Wale because that's one of my men.
Okay, that's one.
That's one. I just need to start three and I put everybody else.
Start three, not one. The three. I got you. I love it.
Just being there. When I tell y'all, I love Simone. I
do
love
too.
I love everything about her.
This is a cute song, too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and move into the topic. Not trying to rush you guys. But I want to ask the group, though, does intimacy change after having a baby?
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
It does.
Everything about intimacy.
Yeah.
From touch to sex, just like even just a regular cuddle, a regular hug, all of it all changes.
Yes.
And that's why I always tell, like, I have friends who want children. They don't have children, and they want children really bad. And I tell them it's way more important to have the child with the right person than to have a child with it. Who you have it with is more important than when you have it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because like everything about it, I think it changes more for us, of course.
Yeah.
So I think it's really, really important to have a partner who understands all of those changes. Because like by me breastfeeding my son, once I finish feeding him, I don't want to be touched right now. You know what I'm saying? I've been over touched. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need somebody to understand, like, when I don't have my cabin, I am fucking tired as fuck. I need you to step in. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like, I don't want to have sex tonight. I just took a baby out of there 2 months ago. Let my coochie rest.
I think what they don't understand is there is a definite bridge in between me being your child's mom and me being your spouse still. They don't get that. So the intimacy is, you know, we should be doing this because we together,
right?
But really no, because the other things that I've been doing as far as like being a mom all day, going to work all day, I think I would rather just be like maybe cuddle or something. That men are so stuck on sex that they miss the whole other side of just being intimate in other ways.
It was a series on FX called Miss America. I think it's called Miss America. And it was about the 70s. And it was about the Equal Rights Amendment, where women were protesting to get equal rights, like, at the White House. And it was Republicans, basically, and conservatives, and then it was liberal people. And they were basically, it's such a good series. It's like probably like 9 episodes. Mm-hmm. They had the black woman the first black woman to run for president.
Mm-hmm.
I think her name's Shirley. I can't remember her name.
She's
yes. Yeah. Her character's in it. The girl that played, she's in, whatever. But she's in Orange is the New Black. Crazy Eyes. She plays Shirley. And then it's really, 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 really good. Like, I suggest you guys watch it.
It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The reason why I said to watch it is because they talk about that a lot. Like, a lot of women wanted to get in politics, and their husband basically tried to overshadow them and tell them. My grandma just said this to me not too long ago and told me, I told her I might go back to grad school, and she said, your papa told me that I can go to school after I finish raising the kids. He let my grandma push out 5 kids. And by the time the 80s ran around, he told her she can go back to school. because her kids were damn near grown.
Yeah.
And my grandma's like, well, I was too tired then.
Yeah.
Just think about that. Like, it's our grandparents literally had to do stuff like that. They had to make sacrifices for the home. And the husband didn't have to do nothing.
With us in this generation, it makes it really hard because we like, we would love to have that family, everybody in the house. We want that.
Mm-hmm.
But what we not going to do is settle. And you're not going to tell me what I can and can't do.
Yeah. We both gotta work.
We rising up. Mm-hmm. We're not gonna settle for that. Yeah, I can be mama and I can do this, but I'm still gonna do what makes me happy.
Exactly.
And that goes a long way.
Yes.
And that's why I always say, like I said, a lot of my friends want kids, and so I tell them, like, I think I might be one and done. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and that's perfectly fine.
I feel you on that. I don't wanna do it again.
Yeah, and I know I shouldn't say, because it is coming from a place of like my pregnancy, and immediately after pregnancy I wasn't with the right person, so it was very traumatic for me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so like, if I, and that was the agreement we had once I found out I was pregnant, because he was doing music, I was doing like blogging and talk shows and shit and stuff, and so he had told me, after you had a baby, he said, this is like, it's a baton in this bitch, like, right now I got the baton while you pregnant, after the baby born I'm gonna pass it to you, it's gonna be your time to shine. Niggas still ain't passed the baton. Hello. And so that's why I was like, yeah, like, I love children, I love being a mom, and I love how it opens my heart and makes me view the world.
Yeah.
But if it comes at the price of my personal goals,
yeah,
I'm gonna take this one child and we're gonna just run through the finish line. Like,
right. And that's nothing wrong with that. It's so funny because I remember you getting pregnant and we literally just had happy hour together. We talked about it. She was like, I'm not, you know, I'm not ready to have kids.
I never told you that. What happened? Okay, so the night we were having that conversation, I was in the parking lot with you talking about, I don't see how y'all, it just seems like being a mom is so time consuming.
Exactly, she was, I had just had a twin.
I was falling down my steps. I thought I was lightheaded because I was dehydrated. The next day, Robin, I went to the emergency room. They were like, ma'am, you're 6 weeks pregnant. I was like, your mom. And I was like, when I was in that bed, I was like, man, let me call Robin and
Tara. It's so crazy because I had just started the Milf Association, and I was like, I just had the twins, and the whole point of me starting Milf Association was for me.
Yeah.
To feel secure of me having the twins at 23, fresh out of college. I had so many goals. I was supposed to move to Houston.
Yeah.
Right after I graduated from college, I was planning on moving. And then to get pregnant like 2 months ago, I felt like that was the most embarrassing thing. And I felt like it was my choice. I could have aborted. I could have gave them away. Like, I have a family member that gave a child away, so I know
it could
have
been done.
It could have been done, and I know it's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
I have somebody very close to me who gave a child away, and I think it was the best decision that she could have ever done.
Yeah,
she already got kids. What she need to bring another child?
No,
in?
No, two more kids.
It's the truth,
though.
Go ahead. Okay, so let me ask y'all this: have y'all ever caught some? Like, have y'all ever caught y'allself saying something that y'all mama or y'all dad used to say?
Yeah. Mainly my daddy.
Really?
What your dad say?
My daddy is the king of the sayings. Like, he says, ain't that the pot calling the kettle black? Y'all know what that means?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't believe fat meat is greasy?
What does that mean? I heard that before.
You don't believe what I said was true.
Okay.
So
okay,
now
okay.
I'm about to show you.
Oh, okay.
I used to get that all the time before I got a whooping.
You remember that.
Right. And his, my favorite one is what that got to do with the price of tea in China. So, like, if you, I'm saying, like, I was going to study, but then I fell asleep because I was tired because I was on my period. He'd be like, no, what that got to do with the price of tea in China? That has nothing to do with what you study and how you just feel. So get on with them excuses. I love that saying. I say it all the time. Yeah. But I use that fat meat is greasy on my kids.
Do they understand you?
She don't.
I was going to say, not at once. She kind of like,
fat meat is greasy. She'll repeat it. Greasy. Girl. I'm about to show you.
That is hilarious.
I think I probably said a couple things mama say, but I mainly, like, I catch myself just being like, oh my God. Because, like, I have a little boy. Like I said, he's two. He's about to be three. He's right in the thick of that
terrible challenge.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, he just started turning up, like, a month ago. So I'm not used to this, because other than that, he's been real mild-mannered and just chill. Oh. But now, like, he's, like, running through, like, a Tasmanian devil, and I just find myself being like, mama, just sit your ass down. Yes. Like, just sit down. Yeah. You know? But other than that, I really try not to, because my parents had me when they was in high school. So they was, everything got on their nerves. I know, like, as a kid, a lot of times I used to tell my mom I felt like she didn't like me. But it was just because, you know, so I try not to say stuff that she used to say. But I do be needing some peace and quiet sometimes.
Yeah. So that's all I miss, baby. I miss peace and quiet.
Peace and quiet is a thing.
Yeah, peace
and quiet. That don't happen in my house.
So, you have two. I couldn't even imagine with two.
Oh, the 1 year old is now on the. How is it another baby in here you trying to give attention to? So she's on 10.
You know, really? Like, all time. Yeah.
So that's what I'm scared of. If I have another kid, I know my son's going to be a little selfish.
That's hard. It's hard.
He'll be 4 in November.
You might as well be like 20.
Baby. Like, what my mom used to tell me all the time was like, do you have such and such money? So do you have toy money?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have McDonald's money? I said it to him all the time. Because every time we see McDonald's, he thinks we got to stop there. Every time we in a store, he thinks, oh, mommy, you're buying this. Mm-hmm. Like, no. Do you have toy money?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also say it's food at the house, but I say it to myself a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, the kids ain't asking for no food like that. But I have to say it to myself. Like, I really want to get some chicken strips from Zaxby's. But I'm like, girl, now you know. It's food at the house.
Yes.
That's just self-discipline.
I'm not one of the moms because my child, he ain't even got to the point where he asked a lot. I told him he's very like I could take him to Walmart, we'd be on a tour aisle. He'll pick like a $2 little car. And I'm gonna be picking up stores and stuff. Yes. And he tells me, no, mama, put it back.
Wow.
No, mama, put it back. And so it's like,
perfect.
Wow.
Man. I'm like, wow. Carter, I'll trade you in. You want to try it?
Wow. The other day, yesterday, he did wake me up, though. Like, he kissed me on my forehead and said, rise and shine, mama. Mirror on chicken. Like, but I'm like, so that's the first thing you want me to open your eyes and chicken?
Yeah.
Like, that was weird to me. But usually, he's real simple.
They be wanting food, man. Early in the morning. That's the twins. Right. I'm like, you didn't even say good morning to me. Ask me how my day was.
And at this stage, my life, I'm like, I'm so, like, him, I gotta make sure, like, he wants 3 full meals. He wants
that's
snacks.
The
twins.
Oh,
he wants.
That's
hard. Oh, gosh. He's a grown boy.
Yeah.
My sister has a son. I realized very quickly that boys eat.
Yes. Eat a lot.
Yes. Eat a lot. They definitely lot. Different than girls.
They're different than girls because my godchild, no, we would eat a 4-piece chicken nugget. She'd be good for hours. No, that's my nephew will eat a whole personal pizza and be like, can I have some chips or something? I'm hungry.
Yeah, boys are definitely
30 minutes out there. Like, it's not enough time.
So, are there things that you guys miss about life before kids?
Y'all just said it, peace and quiet. Peace and quiet. And like, I have a friend who doesn't have children. She's like very vocal about like not wanting them.
Since
quarantine started, the first half of quarantine, I used to ask her like, how's quarantine with no kids? And so she sent me a long text. She was like, the naps are long and uninterrupted. When I get up, if I want to just lay there for hours, I do it. If I want to just go walk barefoot outside, I do. Whatever I want to do, I can do it. I was like, wow. That sounds so nice.
That's right.
Wow, I miss that life.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Mine is sleep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sleep. And I wish I could just get up and go to the store without having to think about like,
oh my,
are you going? I'm about to leave. Can you wash them real quick while I go to the store? Like, I can't do that. I can't just get up and go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just being in control of your own time, basically.
Because they are the bosses.
Can we talk about the money?
That's what I was going to say. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I miss, like, having my own money, not even have to pay for that, because having a kid is expensive.
It is.
Like, I think about all the time expensive. How, like, I used to be getting my nails done every 2 weeks. Y'all see my hands? Right. because my kids need diapers and pull-ups for school and the house.
Mm-hmm. I don't miss
diapers. It's about $17.
Pull-ups is so expensive. Why? Don't even explain it to me. Having
y'all
twins,
I'm like,
oh my God. And you know what? Like, that's the main thing, like, about having multiple kids. Like, you got two,
This is four.
Yeah. Oh my God. that's the first thing I think about when people are like, no, I got two kids, and I'm like, what do you do for money? How do you live? Yeah. How do you still eat? Because now I'll be like, when I think about how much money I spent on my son, I wouldn't have to stop eating now. Because that, like, I could eat out every day, mm-hmm. and I would still have money left over. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the first thing I think about. Like, what do y'all
think
for money?
Right now,
that's why I don't want another one.
Well, I work at Amazon. I work from home for United Healthcare. Mm-hmm. I do hair. Like, I am constantly. But
you have to hustle.
Kids, mm-hmm. I've always done that.
She's same. Always
I've
been
always had
getter.
Multiple jobs. So that's not, that hasn't stopped. But it do make me
even more tired. Mm-hmm. I need to be like, this is tiring. Because after I stop, I got to maintain
him.
Well, I think yeah, when you look at like, because I was paying like $1,000 in daycare a month for my son. So when I think about like, I could be putting this $1,000 in my savings or going out somewhere and just being comfortable. That's an extra $1,000. That's just on daycare alone. Not diapers, not pull-ups, not formula, not clothes, not toys, not food. Like, and you think about all this stuff, that stuff adds up. So
do you have a voucher?
No, I don't. But my son, now he goes to Straight Lane. Shout out to Straight Lane, finally.
I wanted to take the twins there. That's up the street.
Up the street, girl.
I hear great things about them.
Somebody told me when the twins was one, I was like, I'm going to do it. And I never.
Girl, I put Carter on a wait list when he was 8 months. He finally just got in like in August of this year.
Damn. Yeah, I heard it's so good though. Like the program itself is so good.
And it's only $130 per week. That is.
Do they take vouchers?
I don't know. They probably do.
A lot. Some places.
$130 for both. Actually, because of quarantine or COVID, they take up to $60 a week.
Really?
$60
a week for two kids.
Damn, they didn't do that for me.
Y'all, I was paying $130.
Oh, I paid more than that.
Where is this located? Did they care?
My daycare? Mm-hmm. In Hermitage.
Oh, okay, so
But I did want to get them into, I don't know what school you just said, but I don't remember the one that was reached out to me either. But somebody reached out to me and asked me what I want to enroll my baby in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they do like advanced curriculum. They learn Spanish and all of that.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to put the twins in.
My son was going to Blessed Babies Learning Academy, which is a black-owned daycare. It was down the street. That's the one that was paying $1,000 a month. I know they take vouchers, but the curriculum, my son is 3 and he knows how to count up to 30. Like,
he knows
he's so advanced. So now he's at this school down here, Straight and Lane. I'm not knocking their curriculum or anything. But he's already advanced. He already knows what to do.
Mm-hmm. So he's bored. That's why my child was only in daycare for maybe like 6 months. And because other than that, he's with me. You know what I'm saying? I've always like done here. I work from home. Anything I've done, he can be there.
Right.
And I used to have like a set schedule. Like we wake up, we go over this, we go over this. So when I was looking for daycares, it was really difficult for me because they have like, well, it's a 1-year-old class, it's 2-year class. And when I would just explain to him, I'm like, ma'am, my child is about to be 2, but he can count to 20. He can spell his name. He knows his alphabet. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so what, would you put him in a 2-year class? She was like, well, if he's not potty trained. I was like, ma'am.
That's what they be doing, though. They're potty trained. I'm like, that's not even fair to the child.
But my son was potty trained, but like, he was 4 months before he turned 3.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, 2.5, 2 and some change.
I was
potty trained is the hardest.
Listen, expensive. The Cheerio method, the shooting method.
Potty training so hard.
You know what works for my child, y'all? The only time, like, he will go to the bathroom himself, like, flush the toilet, wash his hands, everything by himself if he's naked.
Wow.
Like, but if he has a pull-up or
something. My grandma told me to let them walk around the house naked.
I've been doing that, but now we've been living with my mama, and every time she says, he needs to put some clothes, and I'm like, child, I'm like, you holding up his potty training. I love that. Holding him up.
I think one of the biggest things I miss is freedom. And when I say freedom, like you say, get up and leave. But I have to have a set schedule for literally everything. I have to literally, like, the twins go to their dad's house every other weekend. The twins go to their dad's house every other Wednesday through Friday. Mm-hmm. The twins, so if it's not a day that I can just get up in the morning and be like, I'm going to go to happy hour on Monday. Or I'm going to do this on Monday. Or do this on Tuesday. Or even do this on a Wednesday. I can't sleep in. It's certain things I can't even think about doing. And one of the hardest thing is when I got pregnant with the twins, my mom told me, do not move back home. She felt like if I moved back home, that I was going to be depressed because I had children and I had to move back home and I didn't want to come back home. So I thank my mom for saying that and making me stay in Nashville. My mom actually, when the twins was 3 months, my mom literally took the twins to Champaign and let them stay with her for a little while. Just so that I can basically
get
myself together and then gave them back to me. And it was like one of them things where I was like, I felt ashamed for like a period of time because I'm like, I don't have my kids. I didn't want to go out because I felt like
I need to be responsible.
Yeah. You going out and you ain't got your kids, what that look like? Yeah. Like, that don't make sense.
But that's good.
But it takes a village.
Yeah, it does. And that's the biggest thing I tell people right now is don't be afraid to say, I need help.
Yeah,
I need a break. I need you to watch my child. You deserve that. Don't ever make nobody make you feel ashamed that you want to be out tonight without your kids. Like, don't ever let nobody make you feel bad about that. I don't think you should.
A whole separate episode talking about just the shame surrounding motherhood. Mm-hmm. Because I, me too, because it's so like, I hate how we're made to feel ashamed if we not with our kids 25-8,
okay,
barefoot, cooking them full meals,
okay,
tending to their every need, neglecting ourselves. That's my
message. That's it.
People really expect you to neglect yourself, and when you say no, I want to put myself first, it's like you're automatically the demon. When 9 times out of 10, your daddy can do what he wants.
You gotta keep like that. Girl. Ooh, that's another episode.
But
if you like, I always say, if I'm not my happiest, I can't be happy for my son.
That is so true.
And children sense when something is wrong. My son, he's like, "Mommy, what's wrong?" Like, if I'm stressed about, if I have something to do, or if I'm pressed under time, he's like, "Mommy, what's wrong?" And I never want to feel like that. Like, I never want him to feel what I feel. So, I am going to take time out to go. If I want to go to a bar tonight, I'm going to the bar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm calling my mama, "Can you please watch Carter, please?" Because I owe that to myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I don't put myself first, who's going to put my child? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I did that first. When I was pregnant with the second one, because the first one I was going through postpartum after I had her. But then 3 months after, I found out I was pregnant. So, I'm like, oh wow,
I would have just cried.
You gotta snap. Well, I wanted to, but I was like, I gotta snap out of this because I can't be going through postpartum and pregnant. Like, this not gonna work. So I started going through counseling, and that made me realize, like, you do matter still as an individual. Mm-hmm. Like, as a mom, you are still a mom, even if you're thinking about yourself. And that was hard.
You ain't gonna never stop being a mom.
Never. And I'm still not gonna stop being a Lexi.
Right. Exactly.
That's hard for me to think of, because growing up, my mom would be like, "Once you have them kids, those are your kids."
Mm-hmm. And that's a black stigma.
That's so true.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, he's still a village, and you're still their grandma.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't take that away. My side of the family don't think like that. They think of, like, that's your responsibility. Like,
yeah.
I know you're tired, but we was tired too. That's their mentality, and
I hate that.
That's why I shame myself.
Generational personal cycles.
That's definitely.
Yeah. Like, I even talked to my grandma one time, and she was like, "You talking about you struggling with one child? I had one child, then I had a set of twins, and your granddaddy had moved to Oklahoma, and I was by myself." And like, I had to explain to her this way. I was like, "Grandma, that happened, and what? Didn't you send your kids with your mama for a few months?
Yeah.
And even still, once you got them back, wasn't they going to daycare for 8 hours a day?" I said, "We quarantined. Ain't no daycare."
Yeah. Right.
I'm talking about and raising them, and you still got it. And she's like, "Well, you do got a point. It is different." I said, "Yeah.
Yes.
Rent is
not
$500.
And then they want to shame you about a certain job, but even back then, like, they could walk into a store and be like, "Y'all need somebody to sweep the floor."
Okay.
And then they get a job. And I'm like, "What
the hell? We can't
sleep. We're not doing that today. We got to
put our house." That's a 1920.
Sweep the floor. Got me so weak. Oh my God. That is hilarious.
That is a true statement, because they would.
No,
they didn't have no cell phone bill. They didn't have no TV.
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
we
cable.
Have everything.
And the neighbor used to help with the kids too.
Everybody
in the neighborhood, the pastor, and all. Everybody. You could drop the kid off at the first lady house, whatever.
Now,
like,
we really have to be parents all the time.
Yes.
And when you do have the me time, you still count down the hours, because they gave you a time limit to come get the kids.
Like, I told my mom,
"We have 2 more hours."
I was like, "I'll watch until 6, and my homegirl don't pull up to 5. I'm like, "It's over now." "Oh, it's over. We can't do anything."
Yes. That is draining. Like, if you get them Saturday night, well, I gotta come get them at 12 Sunday.
Girl. I'm glad that you said that about your friend, because does having children change friendships?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's also you. You are the one who changed. So you view your friends totally different. Because I know I do. I have great friends, and they are a great village, but they do not have kids. So their responsibilities, or the way that they will handle things, are totally different. So I can't even go to them for certain things, or, you know, like, before you would vent to them about anything.
Yeah.
It's not like that no more.
Yeah.
And that's me. That's me being like, why would I even talk to somebody about who can't relate, really?
Yeah.
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 I'm
glad that you say you yourself, because I feel like when I had the twins, one of the girls I was super, super close with, we were literally living with each other when I was pregnant. After I had the twins, we stopped being friends because she felt like I was being a bad friend to her.
Yeah.
But I felt like she was being a bad friend to me. But I feel like at that time, it's one of them things where I'm a new mother.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going on. I was confused.
Yeah.
I was having separation anxiety. I was going through postpartum.
You literally had twins.
I literally had twins, and I'm still trying to figure out the next step. And then this is someone who older than me that don't have any children, and I would feel like they would be able to relate. at least a little bit.
Yeah.
And literally we went our separate ways. And I used to tell people like that. Friendships sometimes hurt worse than a breakup. Like when a friendship ends, it hurts harder sometimes than you dating somebody. Like because you don't expect that person to leave your side. Sometimes you think as a partnership, this might end, but I know my best friend is gonna be here forever. That sometimes is not like that. So I do think friendships do change, and I do sometimes think it's yourself. I don't have no close friends that have children. Yeah. Like my best friend works with children. But she can still get up. I sometimes be jealous. Like she can get up and do whatever the hell she want to do. And me, I'm like, well, I got to do this with the twins. Yeah. I'm in a group chat with two of my close friends, and y'all both know, but that don't have no kids. Yeah. And it's like, you want to do this today? And I'm like, damn, I wish I could do this. Oh, like, and I can't.
And I don't even like to be, sometimes I would be like, I'll be mad that they would invite me somewhere. Then I'll be mad that they didn't invite me somewhere. And they'd be like, this is a totally me thing. Yeah. I'm the one who got the responsibilities.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed on me here. Mm-hmm. It's me.
So I think it's important to have friends that are understanding. That offer the empathy. Mm-hmm. Because when I was pregnant with even when I had my son, my friends were like, okay, girl, come on. So y'all can still come.
Yeah.
It was like, they were so welcoming. Mm-hmm. They were like, the show's still going to go on. We still going to get margaritas at the Mexican spot. Let's go.
And bring the babies.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, bring the baby.
Because a lot of people don't have friends like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so grateful that my friends didn't shun me out. They weren't like, oh, Mia, we're not going to invite you. Or they didn't even ask. Like, they were still asking, and I love that about them.
Yeah.
Even to their weddings, they were like, okay, you can still come. He was going to be the only kid there. Like, because they didn't have to.
They didn't,
have to. So I think that it all depends on your tribe.
That's what I was about to say. I think it just reveals the type of friends you have, type thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I do have a friend who has the long uninterrupted nap. All the time, she be like, "Well, you want to go eat? You want to go do this? Unless we're going somewhere let's just go to this bar and get drunk. Unless it's that type of thing. Any other time, she be like, bring him. You know, she be like, he chilling away. You can bring him. But then on my end, like you said, it is. I'm like, she ain't got no kids. I don't want to be bringing my kids every time we go somewhere.
That is so true. And that's a you thing. So,
You
shame yourself for it. Like, should I really be doing what will my mama have done that? No, I'm going to have her kids at the bar. I go through a whole mind thing before I say no.
Let me tell you who have their kids at the bar. White people. Every time I go to a bar, they have their kids.
And no shame.
And then even I have family members who, like, they kids went everywhere with them. Like, especially, like, and I think this shit dope as hell. Like, one of my cousins, she was like, I used to be in the bar with my daddy every Saturday. And he said, I'm supposed to have my kid on the weekends, but I want to go to the bar. I'm not going to say I'm not going to get my kid. And then I think your kid, not to just get super deep, but as far as like us being black women, us having African origin, most of us, that's how our children are taught. That's why if you see pictures of African women with children, they have them strapped to them while they doing stuff.
Yeah.
And so they say African children learn from watching your mother live life. We're not meant to be sitting in a classroom and taught. That was like started because of how the church is.
Yeah.
And so like that's how our children learn, by doing everyday things. And I think we kind of mess up when we try to like shield our child from like, I don't want to do this around them. Like my child asks me all the time if I pull out a wine bottle, what's that? What's that? And I was like, this is mama juice. Mama juice, Mir can't have nothing. Nope, let me put you some tea. You're like, he was like, okay. And he'll cheers me and everything. But it's like, and so that's why it's like, I don't want to expose him to too much. But at the same time, mom got a life too.
I agree.
On these past, this week you asked earlier, how has our week been? My week been hell. But in this past week, I promise I have realized life don't stop because you're going through shit. I've never experienced it in that fast motion like that. It was going so fast, and I didn't have time to like say, wait, let me catch my breath, or like somebody hold on, like stop.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. I had to keep going, and it was going so fast and so hard, but I'm still here on Saturday.
You definitely survived.
But that's how mama's doing.
So let me ask y'all this, because I know it's like a new modern thing. How do y'all feel about vaccinations?
I don't vaccinate.
You have never vaccinated?
Carter vaccinated.
Doesn't have not one vaccine.
My youngest.
Really?
Does not get sick.
Twice.
Really?
He does not have one vaccine.
That's amazing.
Now how you do with the school? That's my biggest thing is school.
So religious, especially here. religious exemption.
You don't vaccine either?
Yeah. The only thing he got was the vitamin K, because I think I made a bad decision in having him circumcised. I wish I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, the twins got
circumcised. So I gave him the vitamin K because they were like, he could bleed out. But as far as like that stuff that put on his eyes and everything, he didn't have none of that. Like, he didn't have any of that.
My, Lonnie, she, that's the 1 year old, she, got her first vaccine was the Hep B. Then the second vaccine was, I can't even tell you what the name was, but she broke out in bumps all over her body, private, everywhere. And it was literally hours after she got the shot.
Oh, wow.
And so when I called, I was like, what was the vaccine again? Because she's working out. And they was like, well, that vaccine don't do that. Vaccines do that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yes, it does, but I'm just asking y'all what vaccine was it? Because then it's like, well, no, that's not the reaction that it would give. And it made me feel so, like, icky that y'all lying to me. And it's my, I don't know nothing about vaccines enough to be doing this like this.
Yeah.
But I was like, after that, I'm not doing it. So my second baby, she don't have none.
So do y'all talk to y'all partners when y'all say, like, oh, we're not vaccinating our kids?
For sure. The first time, well, he wanted to vaccinate. He was like, really, whatever you want to do, because I don't know enough to be saying no or yeah.
Okay.
So he was like, whatever you want to do. But after that breakout happened, he was like, yeah, no, we're cool with it. Cause that's too much. You don't really have to give her anything. I mean, Tylenol, but I mean, if she's maybe just having an allergic reaction to something.
And even then, I've been seeing stuff about like the kids Tylenol, baby Tylenol. Like they're giving out lawsuits because something, they said that something wasn't right and people had like reactions to a kid. You know what I'm saying?
So all medicine, like, really.
Yeah.
All medicine.
And so like I had midwives. They had told me, like, when I made my birth plan, they were like, regardless of what they say, even if you do have the baby in the hospital, regardless of what they say, you are your child's first line of defense. And they will try to come to you on, like, and they sometimes they try to set it up, like, I know what's best for your child. You're
absolutely.
Yeah.
And, like, so and that's why I'm trying to find my baby another doctor, because he's been going to Vanderbilt. And they told me, like, we know you don't want to vaccinate, but we're going to ask you every time. And we're going to keep
Lisa's
asking.
Stores. Yep, that's where my baby
goes. Where's
Lisa Stores.
Yes,
I'd recommend her to everybody.
Yeah. Just text me that name.
Recommended me to that. That's where they've been going since birth.
Now her voice is squeaky as hell.
Well, I actually don't have Stores. I have Sarah.
She's still awesome. Yeah. Everyone in there. I think it's just her. Is it just those two now?
I'm
not sure. It was just her, Dr. Stores, but then she brought on
Sarah Walsh.
Yes, and she's awesome too.
She's
do not push any of that on you. They recommend they recommend the natural products. Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome.
And they have the natural products at the front.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
They have all natural products. That's
great. That's great.
They have
What
is it?
Cause
stop going to Vanderbilt. Why? I was gonna tell you why. I had the twins at Vanderbilt. The worst
experience.
Worst experience having given childbirth at Vanderbilt. Oh my fucking god! Like,
and you know what? You know what really turned me off to them? Is I didn't know that they test your blood when you have baby. When you have a baby, they test your blood for drugs. Mm-hmm. And so since one of my homegirls had weed in her blood, they tried to keep her baby.
Yeah, they use it.
I feel like that is so morally, like, why are you testing my blood? Unless I come in showing like crackhead
issues.
Why are you testing my blood, especially for some weed? And then you gonna try to keep my baby? Like,
yeah, that's why I said Vanderbilt. The reason I said it because it's so funny you said Vanderbilt. I just heard today that do not take your kids to Vanderbilt, because if you don't want them to get vaccinated, they're going to call CDC or Child Protective Services or CPS, whatever you want to call it, on you. And I was like, the twins go to a family doctor together, but it's the Middle Eastern doctor from New York. And he talks about me all the time. He always tell me, like, in New York, you can get approved for anything. It don't matter. You get health insurance. They don't care.
You don't matter. Living up there, you do.
You get health. It doesn't matter. Like, you can be an immigrant. You're going to get health insurance. So he was like, down here it's kind of weird because it's so many rules and you can't do this and you can't do that. So, but the twins have got shots and all of that. Mm-hmm. But the thing I have loved the most about him is he has taught me how to give my children, like, organic stuff, where it's just stuff to help them build their immune system since they were, like, 1 year old. Yeah. So I give them honey, like a tablespoon of honey. The twins love honey. I didn't even like honey, but now I'm starting to eat honey because I see them eating honey.
Yeah.
The twins eat elderberry vitamins. I was just putting this on Twitter. The twins, you don't even have to. They remind you they want to take it.
A vitamin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mommy, I want my gummies.
Yeah, like, it's so crazy, but I'm glad you said it, because if I ever was to have another child, I don't think I want to. Mm-hmm. But I always wanted to know, what do you do when they go to school? And yeah. I think it's a lot of peer pressure. And I know another mom, her name is Layla, and she told me her oldest son is circumcised and her second son is not. Mm-hmm. The twins got circumcised at 3 months, and I felt so bad for them.
Yeah.
Because they...
The pain,
honey. They didn't get it when they was first born because they waited to... They had to be 6 pounds. That's what Vanderbilt said.
Yeah.
And they were only 4 pounds. So I had to wait till they was 3 months till they got bigger. And it was the worst thing ever. Like, I felt so bad.
Yeah, I...
Why do you say you wish you wouldn't have circumcised?
Because in my research...
Yes. Come on,
research. In my research, I have learned that the foreskin is what protects men from bacteria and STDs.
Yeah.
That's why STDs are on the rise. Y'all worried about how a penis looks versus how well it functions. And y'all out here spreading these diseases and being all, because you don't know.
That's okay. So true.
And so, yeah. And then also, it, and just when I saw like the actual process of how they do it, it's very traumatic. Yeah. That's why they don't do it in front of you. Like how they strap them down.
Yeah.
And then when they did it and they brought him back to me, because I was their mom in the hospital, that was the only time he was out of my sight after I had him.
Neither one of my kids.
The only time at all. Right. And so when they brought him back, they was like, he didn't cry. He didn't do anything. And then I'm like, I wonder if they lying. You know what I'm saying? And so then that's when I was like, people. And then I'm like, after y'all do it, and then I was seeing where nurses say it's a procedure that they have to constantly go in and fix and fix and fix, even as they get older. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I don't want to put my baby through that. So I wish I would just left him intact.
Yeah.
And then if he decided when he get grown,
because if it came out like that,
that's the first thing. Okay.
God wanted that skin to be there.
Yeah.
So we talked about friendships. How did y'all's relationship with your spouse change after having a baby? Or did it change?
Well,
me and my baby daddy on good terms now, so I ain't gonna say
too much. That's good. I'm happy for y'all.
Yes.
I try to keep me and the twins' dad at bare minimum, because I feel like who I thought he was before I had the twins is not who I think he is at this very moment.
That's what I
Pebbles always asks me, so you didn't see these signs before you got pregnant? You didn't see this?
Them.
You didn't see him do this? I'm like, he was completely... The twins' daddy would literally take 2 days to text me back at this very moment. I can ask him a question. I don't nag. I don't like nagging. Yeah. I don't want nobody to nag me.
Yeah.
I literally would ask you a question. Hello, this is this, and this is that.
Yeah.
He will take 2 to 3 days to respond back to just one question. I will literally sometimes have to either call him, leave a voicemail, leave a voice note.
And I shouldn't have to do it.
And I feel like at this point, I'm nagging.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that. And I told Pebbles, like, before I had the twins, it was not like that.
Of course not.
That nigga was up my ass.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't, it's, you know.
I think, when I think about the details of stuff like that, and then it makes more sense, like, why, you know, not to get too super religious, but why they say, like, this type of sex or this type of relationship is meant for married people, somebody you know is locked in. Because I feel like having a child, like I said, it puts pressure on everything and everybody around you, on every relationship. And so the level of responsibility that is, usually the mama is like, okay, I don't want to grow up. Like how we said, we can't do shit. We don't like it. We want freedom. But at the same time, we love our kids. So we make these sacrifices. Mm-hmm. The daddies don't really do that.
And
then, you know, one thing that I did notice after I had my child, and it's most men, they will never admit it, but some men actually become jealous of their children.
Mm-hmm.
Of like the attention that you're showing their baby, the love that you're showing
that's
their
baby. That's so true, though.
And you know what I'm saying? That kind of be like, because I had this nigga walk in the house and tell me when my baby was a couple months, I was sitting in a rock chair singing to him. This nigga walked past and said, you ain't never sung to me. And I was like, nigga, you're 40. You want me to sit you in my life? And then when I told mama that, she was like, because men usually do that.
Yeah.
They will never admit it.
Yeah.
But that, and he done said some other stuff like, you don't never talk to me. Like, you don't never. And I was like, first of all, we not going to work. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it definitely changed. I think it changed the whole dynamic.
I think it also depends. Well, let me ask y'all this question. Was that his first kid?
Yes.
Was that his first kid?
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it makes a difference when you like know what type of person. What type of person you're having a kid and with. Like, so if I see how he acts to his other kids,
that's a good one.
Then I'm gonna be like, you know what, you it's ain't it for me. But it was important for me to have my first child with somebody who's never had kids.
Yeah, so it's very important. It's very important.
I can see how you are going to be as a man, and I see how I'm going to be as a woman, because our son motivated us to become two better individuals, regardless if we didn't work out together at all. Because I saw some shit in him. Like, I was a person in a relationship that felt like I was a single mom. Even though I'm still with him, we together, but I gotta take care of you and our kid.
And
me. That's a little too much to me.
And so look, I just, because I'm gonna answer the question too, because I wrote a paragraph, but I ain't even gonna read it. I'm just freestyling, because when I say this week been hell, that's literally my reason, because the relationship has totally changed. Mind you, we did move fast. I've been knowing him since middle school, so we've been knowing each other. But relationship-wise, we started talking. We was together for 4 months, got pregnant. So we was like, let's move in together. And since then, I've been having kids.
Yeah. So no more kids.
Okay. So the relationship in those 4 months of us like having fun, going places, traveling, we was doing a whole bunch of stuff. I got all the attention. I got compliments. I got like the little just let's cuddle type things. After having kids, it's not like that. They see you as like you the kid's mama. You my kid's mama, and we're together. So like,
that reminded me too. I like my son's dad, and now that I look back, he was the fun guy. He was the person you were never supposed to like move forward or go past having fun with.
Yeah,
because we used to have so much fun. And then it's like after I had a child, he expected me, don't wear that. You supposed to be in the house with the baby. You supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? It's like he don't really want to have fun. And I was like, but you want me to be in the house with the baby? Why you out cheating with a bitch? You ain't with her kids. You hear what I'm saying? And so that's when I was like, and so I had made a post about that when my child was like younger than one on Facebook. I was like, why do y'all start acting like, because I'm a mama, I'm not supposed to have fun? Like, no, I'm still going to post pictures of my ass. I'm still going to shake that ass.
I love it. One of the things that when I got me and the twins, that he had a son at like 19, 20, right? He used to tell me all the time that his son's mom was crazy. He told me she was crazy, but he always had his other son. He had joint custody with her. So I'm like, maybe she is crazy. Maybe she is. It wasn't until I had the twins and my mama said, remember he used to tell you she was crazy?
He probably telling another girl.
I was like, he probably saying the same thing about you.
Yeah.
And it took time where both of his girlfriends has reached out to me and asked me, where was he at? And I said, that is your man. I would never text no other woman asking her, where's my man? Never. You gave me the opportunity to tell you something that you going to be pissed off. I can say he right next to me.
Yep.
And he not.
And I could have.
Like, I could have, but I'm not. And it's just crazy because I'm like, wow, this man literally has been with other women. Yeah. He has literally, I remember.
Their life continues.
The life continued. When I had the twins, one thing that Pebbles asked me, why didn't you not work it out with him? Is because he told me, after I got pregnant, he basically cut me off.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to fuck with me no more.
Yeah.
Then, after I had the twins, he told me, when they were 1 year old, he told me, yes, work it out. You know, I apologize. Yeah. Yes, try to be together. As a young mom, I'm like, I want a family. Yeah. I think that's the best thing for the twins. What messed him up is when he came to my house with hickeys all on his neck. And then he told me that he had hickeys on his neck. But then proceeded to act like we're going to be a happy family. I'm like, no, you're crazy. You're crazy. And I would never let my children, my sons, see me be with you. And they know that you're out here doing whatever.
Yeah.
You don't care.
Yeah.
Like,
thank God know what to put him into situations he can put me in.
And I say that all the time. Even though it changed, the relationship changed, it didn't change in a way that I'm like, I just cannot be with this person.
And that's great.
It just changed in the way that I'm like, you're going to have to come to an understanding that when I was pregnant 2 years in a row, my body and my mind had to develop quicker. I had to grow up a little bit faster than you. Just because you didn't have that doesn't mean you don't need to like push yourself to get up to speed with me.
Right.
That's all that is. But it did change for sure.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
One of the questions that I think is appropriate is, Mia asked this. is what age do you think a child should have a cell phone? And I just wanted to see what y'all think. Yeah, I just wanted to see.
I feel like kids can have a phone at 10 if you can trust that you can leave them at your house and it still be standing when you pull up. But if you don't,
Lisa was leaving me at the house at 7.
Yeah, I know kids that been like,
we were a whole lot more responsible when it came to things like that.
Yeah.
Kids now, they be in TikTok for 24 hours and forgot that they had put some noodles on the soap. And then your house be in flames. Like, you just can't.
It definitely depends on their maturity.
Yeah, it's maturity. I'm like, if not, if you can't trust that that's what's going to happen, then not.
I know 7-year-olds with phones. 5-year-olds.
Yeah, I'm a kid. My son, he has a phone now.
Some people that need it.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, he just has his phone because I don't want him on my phone. I get tired of him looking at the iPad or the computer all day. So, no, this is your own phone. But I think I'm going to get it, like, active. So, like, oh, you know, just press this number. You can call me or call your dad. Like, probably when he turns, like, 6. Because he's already matured. He's, like, 3 but 30 at the same time. Yeah. That's so, yeah.
I feel like it all depends on your situation, too. Because it would be no need for my kids to have my phone. Yeah. Either with your daddy or your mama. Yeah. Or you with somebody I can call. Mm-hmm. You don't need no phone.
Yeah.
But
I had a 7-year-old that spent the night with twins like a few weeks ago, and he had a phone. He didn't call nobody but his cousins that live in Chicago and his mama.
And they
FaceTime. And they FaceTime and they want to play Robolox and all this other BS.
Like, I feel that's different. Like, you know, if you do let your child spend the night in a place, but I'm very vocal about it. I don't plan on letting him spend the night anywhere. My house would be the spot. All your
that's what I said.
I love that.
Cause I don't plan on letting him spend the night.
Cause
my mama
didn't even allow me to spend the night at other people's houses because she was more so scared. Like, you never know who they gonna have over there. Mm-hmm. Like,
I was always, I'm gonna drop you off. I'm gonna pack your pajamas. Like that type. I could go places for sure, but.
I could go places, but I couldn't spend the night because I mean, let's just be real. In a Black community, somebody's uncle has been touching their niece forever. Mm-hmm. The parents know about it, but they're not going to speak up because it's shame in the family. So my mama, I guess, she instilled that mindset into me to where I'm like, hell no, nah, Carter can't spend night over there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, you just can't because I would kill somebody behind my child. So,
now I got to do life because he wanted to have fun.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. No, I definitely agree with that. You cannot let your child spend the night over at everybody's house. When I was young, hell, I think sometimes my mom shouldn't let me spend the night over my cousin's house.
Yeah. It's like, sometimes you shouldn't see.
And it's certain stuff you shouldn't see.
Yeah, because even though, like, my mama was she didn't walk around, like, in bra and panty in her house. Like, I've never seen my mama in that attire ever, and I'm 26. I would go to my friend's house, and that's how their mama walked around. And growing up, I didn't feel like it was nothing. I was just like, this is her house, but... No. I wouldn't want my kids to see that. So now I see where my mom's coming from.
Yeah, I get
it. And then I think about how many grown men I know who they lost their virginity to their homeboy sister friend or somebody when they spent the night over there. And they was like 9 and the sister friend was like 14, 16. Oh, you know,
I know a lot of those. Like,
so I know some men who like they spend night over their homeboy house and their mama would be butt naked. Like you said, in the bathtub. Like I had this one dude that I know. And he said every time he spent out his mom's house, the mom would be taking a bath at the phone. She would call him, not her son. Call a friend, bring me that phone back while she in the bathtub.
Like, what?
He said that was the first grown woman I ever seen naked. And I just couldn't stop saying, she knows. She would just let me stare. And I said, see, murder in the first degree.
Okay. Okay.
That's all on my books.
Because that matters. But that's good that all of us are saying the same thing. No, they can't spend the night. No.
Yeah, I'm definitely with that. And I like being at home anyway, so you ain't got to worry about it.
I don't play that like the little, like 3-year-old sitting on men's lap. I don't care if it's your uncle. Like, I don't play that kind of stuff. And that's why I just couldn't do. Like, come here. Like, what? She can sit in her own.
You know, one thing my mom told me, we had a family friend. And he used to come over and, like, give money out or whatever. Mm-hmm. My mom told me, do not take any money from no man. She didn't care if it was my uncle. Mm-hmm. She was like, your daddy's the closest man you can get. Maybe your daddy and your grandfather. Yeah. But your uncles, I don't even want you to take money from them. And it took me a while till I got older to see, especially older men. They were coming over to your house. It could be a family friend and offer to give you $5 and stuff like that. Or tell you, I had a neighbor whose husband used to call me his girlfriend. Mm. When I was, like, fucking 10. And I didn't think about it till I got grown. Like, this man really used to say this is my girlfriend and thought it was the cutest thing. And I'm like, that is actually disgusting.
It's very disgusting.
I'm 10.
And see, I like that your mama said that because I ain't even think about that part. But it's like, a lot of the times it can be grooming you. Because if this man gave you $5 your whole life by the time you're 16 and he said, ride me to the store, you're like, oh, well, he always give me money. So let me just hop in the car.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
It's conditioning. So,
yeah, it is. Well, I thank you guys for coming. You know, you guys, it was a very great show. Thank you for it. Yes, we have to have you ladies back. And thank you for tuning into Mommies R Us podcast. We see you next time.